Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach and business coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activities. Wow, what a crazy week, right? We talked about CERN on Monday. We talked about the six steps of the subconscious mind programming. I just want to check in with you guys and see how you're feeling. And the question I have for you, usually this is on a Friday, but why have you or have you not activated on the things that you're learning? So if you have not activated on the things that you're learning, what is holding you back? And if you have activated on the things that you are learning, what is the trigger that got you to move forward? So both are equally important. Because if you have activated, understand that the old programming is going to try to revisit you again, right? So when you start to go into this new paradigm, this new world, this new enlightenment, all of a sudden everything's going to be going real good. And then the old stuff is going to come back to visit you to see and to test and to monitor whether you're really committed to this new level of frequency. And then the other hand, why the fuck haven't you activated if you haven't? Why? Why? What other option? You made a conscious decision to come to the podcast, to do the self-development, but you're still just listening as entertainment. Your life is not a game. You're being played like it's a game. You're either the controller of the game or you're being played in the game, Warriors. So if you've moved into the controller, ask yourself, what are the things that you did to get yourself there, and write that down. What is it? Build your avatar. I'm giving you some powerful advice right now that I did. Build your avatar. For me, Way of the Mastery every single morning. So I built an avatar of myself that keeps me in the highest level of frequency. This is the longest I've ever held a frequency. It was October last year, right? So now we're sitting in June 2022. So I haven't had a real, usually I'd have these like meltdowns and these freaking complete fall aparts. But what I did was I built an avatar so I can revisit. So my avatar is Way of the Mastery in the morning, okay? I wake up, I do 5-minute Christ concerts, Way of the Mastery. I fast till about 10, 11 o'clock, at least a 16-hour fast every single day. Okay. Food has been, it's been really good this last couple of weeks, but I don't want to brag and act like it's doing well. It's been, food's been okay. Right. So, but everything else, the fasting protocol is helping me process through the junk food that I've eaten. Okay. So I don't want to act like everything is perfect. Sleep's been great. Okay. So sleep's been fantastic. Before I go to bed, I do my gateway meditation. When I'm sleeping, I do my subconscious mind programming. And I'm staying in alignment with who I'm truly meant to be and not changing the game because the game is changing. See what I'm saying? So one of the things is not making these big catastrophic swings because the market is down or this is down, staying focused on. So I need you to build an avatar. So if you did activate and you feel good and you're starting to get things done, make sure along the way you build that avatar. So when you do fall off, you don't like, oh shit, what was I doing? You go right back to the avatar. So what would that look like? Draw it on a piece of paper, put hearing, what am I hearing? Seeing, what am I watching? What am I eating? Who am I around? And you build the avatar. So when you do fall off the horse, which you're going to, you're going to hit the ground, you're going to hit your head, and you're going to have amnesia. But now you go back to the paper and you're like, oh, this is what I was doing. Then you just go right back to that. It's that simple, words. Now let's talk to the people who haven't activated. What the fuck is going on? Why? Well, my spouse doesn't believe in this stuff. My partner thinks I'm crazy. It's like, okay. Okay. My parents think my mom's woke. She believes in me, but my family thinks I'm a kook, man. Yeah. I think they do. I don't know. Who knows, man? I mean, it's like, think about it. I went from executive to long haired hippie dude that's fucking teaching. Who knows? Who fucking cares? But it's like, that's the thing that you need to get over is all that judgment shit, man. Like, well, what if my family judges me? What if my family thinks I'm weird? Who gives a fuck? Do they pay your bills? No, I don't pay their bills. I don't care what they're doing. I love my family. I'll help them if they need help or I'll be there for them or whatever they need. And, you know, it's like, but I don't sit there and judge how they live their life or what they do. I support what they do. I mean, it's if they're happy and they're healthy and they're moving along, good, go. I have no judgment of them. I give a shit less what they're doing with their life, right? If they need me, they would call me. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So I don't sit there and worry about what they're doing with their life. You know, it's like, I'm not a gossip. I don't get into that shit. I just don't. Like, if somebody's like, oh, guess what so-and-so did? I don't give a fuck. I don't care what they did. It's none of my business. It has zero to do with me. There's zero to do with me. If they need me or they need help, I will be there for them. Does that make sense? So if I feel that way, when other people, the reason why I say this, I don't think my family talks shit about me when I leave. What I'm saying is most of you do. So it's like you leave and it's like, oh, my family's going to think I'm weird if I start this. But who gives a fuck? They don't pay your bills. Do they pay your bills? And if they do, then that's a problem. And then that's your first problem you need to solve. Get your shit together. Get on your own fucking 2 feet. Figure that person for it. If they pay your bills, that's a different story. But if they're not paying your bills, they're not sleeping with your husband or wife every single night, they're not taking care of your kids, they're not changing the diapers, they're not making dinner for your family, then why the fuck are you taking advice from your parents or your dad who keeps giving you advice when he's in a fucking job that he hates for 35 years to get a pension to go sit there and do nothing? Is that what you want for your life? You're probably not listening to my podcast. You're probably not that type of person if you're listening. You want something from your life. So your parents had just sat there and they didn't, you know, they just went to school, they got a job, and they got their health insurance, and they argue all the time. But, oh, well, it's just how life is. You just stick it out and you just stay together. And, you know, we did it for the kids and we're miserable and we can barely pay our bills. And now we might need to get a job at Walmart because we're about to get crushed. And, you know, maybe our 401k is, I mean, think about that. That's not what I want for my life. I want fucking freedom. I want to be free. I want to travel where I want. I want to go where I want. I am doing that right now in the worst economic times in the world. And I will continue to do that. Nobody, no human being, no physical being on this earth is going to stop me from doing that. I love my parents, but I do not take advice from my parents. My parents, if I took advice from my parents, I would not be where I'm at today. It's not disrespectful. My parents weren't going where I'm heading. They're not. They didn't go anywhere where I'm heading. So why would I take advice from people who haven't been where I'm going? Wise counsel, yes. They love me, yes. Think about that. Some of you are taking business advice from people who have never done a business before. Never done a business before. You're taking relationship advice from somebody, you know, your parents are giving you relationship advice and their relationship sucks. It's like, what are you talking about? How can you give someone advice when your relationship sucks? Here's what you should do. Stick it out, honey. Stick it out. I'm fucking miserable. Stick it out. This is what you do. Just stick it out. I'm miserable. Stick it out. You just got to stay together. What? That's what the church says. You sign a contract. I'm sorry. I'm just like, I get it. You worked it out. Well, we went to counseling. We tried to work it out. We got married when we were 19 and now we're 35. We're completely different people. He's a fucking, you know, an immature little kid. He plays video games every single day. He plays poker with his buddies. I'm trying to rise up. I'm trying to rise up for my family. I'm trying to change a generation. So you want me to stick it out with some dude that's fucking playing poker every weekend and playing video games and you know, he's got a pot belly and looks like a freaking pear and isn't doing shit with his life. And you expect me to stick it out with that and sit there and support him when I'm sitting here rising up into a higher vibration? I'm trying to show my kids a different life. I don't want my fucking kids playing video games every single day, eating fucking junk food and hanging out with their buddies like they're fucking in high school. I want a man. Think about that. And vice versa. Vice versa. You're a guy that's rising up, or your partner. Let's talk about partners. You know, like there's different types of belief systems and likes and stuff. So let's talk about your partner, right? So if I was in a relationship and you're rising up and you're doing your thing and the other person is like wanting to go out with their girlfriends or their boyfriends all the time or their girlfriends and go drink wine every single night and talk shit and do all this stuff and it's low vibration. It's like, and you're different people. You're different people every 10 years, but you just got to stick it out. Okay. If you can stick it out, then the person who's the opposite, let me be me and you be you. But that doesn't happen. We know that doesn't happen. And I'm not supporting divorce. You see what I'm saying? Like in a relationship, if somebody is like, okay, yeah, you can go on your spiritual journey and then you can go have wine with your friends. You be the best you and I'll be the best me. But you know that's not what happens. You guys know that. The one person is like, you've changed so much. Well, fuck yeah. Think about me. 16 years ago, dude. What? 16 years ago? 2006, December 18th, I was a drug addict. I'm talking about people in my life, you know, like JV is so different. Of course, I was punching holes in walls in 2008, 2009. I was screaming at my ex-wife, screaming at her because I was so insane. I was depressed and I would take it out on her. And I was not a good husband. I was not a good husband. I admittedly admit that. I was not a good husband. I was an immature little boy who was scared, who used to have fucking adult fits all the time and blame the world for my problems. And, oh, I need attention. I need attention. I was not a good. So I grew up. I became a man. So I'm a completely different human being. That's uncomfortable to people now that I'm a different human being. Those people that fell in love with me when I was a broken little boy and they could make fun of me and get under my skin. You can't do that anymore because I don't give a fuck what you think. Of course. So that's different, right? So that's different. What was the point of this? Yeah, if you haven't activated, get your shit together. And if you did, build an avatar. Love you guys. Warriors rise. Get your shit together.